Welcome to Floating NFT Podcast. My name is Shouwen.
And I'm Noah.
Yay. And today, I might go a little bit crazy, but I already get the laughter out before we press the recorded button. So hopefully, I will stay very normal throughout the rest of the session.
I hope not.
So I think I'm really tired today. we just came back from a busy trip at the West Coast tea trip.
Epic tour.
Yeah, and this morning we also just did a blind tasting High Mountain tea session, live session on Facebook and Instagram. Excuse me. And I was 100% wrong on guessing the mountains. So I'm super hyper and tired and emotional. And I think one response to that is I couldn't stop laughing.
Oh.
It must be a condition. And I'm not sure it's because I watched the movie Joker also on the airplane.
Oh.
I don't think there's any relationship, but it somehow reminded me of that movie because I think last night I was trying to imitate how he laughed from the movie, in the movie. So
there you have it.
I was fulfilling part of my becoming an actress dream.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. And a lot of you guys probably have no idea what the heck I was talking about. All right. And today, let's continue our third section on the liquid texture in combination with a little bit of the smelting texture. And so today, we are going to brew the teas again in a bowl style, and we'll compare two different teas. And I think we are trying to say this is a cereal bowl something.
Oh, this is perfect. Cereal bowl style. Also, cereal episodes.
What? Okay. And our cousin Jay call it the cereal tea drinking? Cereal breakfast.
Sinking leaves something breakfast bowl. Sinking leaves breakfast bowl, I think.
Tea brewing. Anyway, just get two bowls or two cups of identical, the same shape, the same size of teaware, or not teaware, in this case, will be aka cereal bowls. And prefer white, though, so you can really see the liquid clearly. And just put some leaves in there. You can put 4 grams, you can put 3 grams, depends on how big your bowl is, actually. And today we are comparing our house oolong, which we roast in our tea shop, either with... Stop having that face!
Sorry, I'm just smiling.
Either with our Nantou Four Seasons Si Ji Chun varietal or Jin Xuan varietal.
I believe this one is Jin Xuan, is that correct?
This one is Jin Xuan, yep. And then this current one is Jin Xuan. And so when you, I know that a lot of you guys out there like to drink our house oolong, and you probably notice it change from time to time because I actually never really write down what is exactly how I roast my tea. So every single time it's a little bit different. And then to compare with our Taiwanese Da Hong Pao that is produced on Dongding Mountain. And I chose these two teas because these two teas are both pretty heavy on the roasted side. And because we are trying to do 3 sessions on the texture, mouth feeling, and that kind of stuff. First session is a light tea versus a roasted tea. Second one, both are roasted teas. One is actually lighter on roasting. Try to prove that not one or the other is better. Doesn't mean that heavier roasted teas are better or lighter roasted teas is better. For example, and then this one that we'll try to compare with teas that we think with a more basic, the roast should be the same, but the one with a more basic foundation and one with a more solid foundation. Also, the roast, I would say, of course, the farmer has higher roasting skill than me. And so basically compare a basic tea versus a more complex tea. But try to find in a more similar roasting style. And so there's a focus on the scent. So if you are doing this method, if you are not, it's all okay. Just, you know, take some tea broth into your cup and then please smell the tea broth. First, maybe focus on what it smells like to you. So let's do the house oolong. It smells very roasted to me. With actually a little bit sugary sweetness on the undertone.
I was thinking of a burnt marshmallow when I smelled it, actually.
Burnt marshmallow? Yeah. Almost like a s'more then.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then, so we really broke it down into details in this series.
Mm-hmm.
I actually wrote it down from last time since we did something slightly different between the first two episodes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just to kind of standardize it a little bit. Cause
sure.
If we're going to do it, might as well do it all the way.
Sure.
So after we smell what the scent smells
the
like.
The scent smells like. And then second, maybe put in your focus more on smell, for example, where the scent is going. Does it stuck right at the nostril area or does it move in further? And where is it moving in? For example, to your eyes. And you might be saying that, can the tea move to your eyes? Yes. Some don't. And then can it move to the top of your head or even spray inside of your... feels like it's spray inside of my brain quite a lot sometimes. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about this specific tea, but see if you... Seriously, move further or just stuck at the nostril
and
area.
You can watch where it goes. You can also watch the shape or the texture of it.
Yeah. Can like feel if the scent is heavy or the scent is light or medium body.
Thick and
is
or,
it
or
thick
thin
or does it have a shape?
Mm.
Does it feel very round? And so the second sniff, maybe please focus on, I think it reached in the nostril just a little bit, but not super further in, and it feels a little bit pointy.
Yeah.
There are some rough surfaces mm-hmm. on the scent.
Almost like those rough parts are kind of like sandpaper stopping it from going further.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then let's do the
And
Taiwan
then let's
da
do
hong
the
pao.
Taiwan Da Hong Pao. And the same thing. First smell, what it smells like. Already more notes that and I cannot describe what it is really. Besides the...
A grassiness to it.
Besides
like
the roasting smell.
Oh, yeah.
There is more like plant, dark plant kind of a feeling.
It's like herbal jelly a little bit.
Mm. And something else that I cannot... And sugar one is actually lighter than the... The sugar tone is actually lighter than the house oolong.
Yeah, the house oolong feels more sugary and caramelized. This one feels almost a little fruity.
And after you are done with this, please smell where the scent is going. Does it go further than the house oolong? And if you are not doing this exact teas, these are just examples for you. If you have some of these teas, it will be fun. Even if you don't have both of them, maybe you can just single one to focus. That's also just fine. Yeah. Or you have other teas, you can do the same thing too. Yeah, second one for sure, move in. A little bit further. Also, the shape feels thicker than the house oolong. And
it feels rounder and more smooth.
Yeah. But there's still a little bit of that kind of like pointy, but not as rough as the house oolong on the feeling. Definitely moving much further. The way it moves in, I feel it's like more like, not like shooting up. It's more like straight into... my skull.
Yeah,
I guess.
It kind of raises more. It kind of has a more of a it just goes further into the nostril.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I feel it quite in my inside of my skull so much. I feel it more in my nostril, stopping around the bridge of my nose area, just a little bit further.
Mm-hmm. I think it's for me. This tea is harder to feel if you pass it because it kind of moves this way.
Yeah,
and so this part. Maybe you can explain with my hand what my hand is doing. When you do this way, it's harder to know if it pass further. Is it horizontal?
Horizontal, yeah.
Yeah. I think the way is horizontal and then some of the bright, a little bit, it's a little bit bright note, like your fruity bright note is going up a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
But actually the density is staying there.
Staying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. That's fun.
And I think scent is a really fun place to try to stay with it because I think, I feel like the scent that it can reach further is going to tell you that it's going to reach further. Also, the broth is going to reach further into a tea drinker's body. I normally associate the link. I'm not saying that I'm 100% right. And when the scent is more complex, I can, in a way, it's a wonderful indication to tell me the tea is going to be more complex. Mm. Yeah. And scent, I think, is also a beautiful and crucial part of a tea. So why not spend as much time as it at drinking it too, you know? Okay, and then now the broth, you say, first one. So now we are going to taste the tea now. And first cup, just like the scent, focus on what it tastes like to you. And then so we are going to taste the house oolong. Really sweet today.
Sweet and roasty. Like sugar and roasted sugar.
Very beautifully straightforward. Mm. Mm. And then the Taiwan Da Hong Pao, what it tastes like. Something burnt, also sweet, but the sweetness more come out of herbs.
Mm. It's that grassy, herbal
and then plant
sweetness.
But the grass is not like your fresh grass that you just cut. It's actually a dry,
yeah,
herbal, dark kind of a taste in touch with a little bit sweetness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then in touch with a little bit burnt that combine very well together.
It's got that really specific kind of bitterness.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent. And then the second one. Let's try to focus on
the weight.
Oh, the weight. Does this tea broth feel light, medium body, or heavyweight to you? And it's not to say which one is better. It's actually just try to locate. It's kind of a nice, in a way, I don't think it's like necessary, super important, but I think it helps. Especially if a tea drinker is new to this, it helps you to focus in the mouth just a slightly longer. Even you have to think a little bit about it. Like, is this heavy? I don't know.
Focus on the texture.
Yeah,
right?
Focus on the texture just a little bit. So let's do the house oolong. I feel like it's a medium body tea. And this is actually quite personal. It really depends on what you normally like to eat and what does
true.
Heavy
yeah,
mean to
that's
you.
That's very true.
Yeah.
If you're eating really light, then
this one probably feels extremely heavy to you. Yeah.
Like someone in the class in San Diego drinking Baozhong, said, oh, that's pretty heavy.
Heavy, but he doesn't drink tea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
for him, then when he gets in touch with...
Especially if we brew it a little bit strong,
it's
going to feel
heavy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Taiwan Da Hong Pao feels a touch heavier. Feels actually heavy to me now. House oolong.
Feels heavy. Heavy texture, and then the house oolong is more like medium, almost medium towards light, actually, even though it's roasty.
And then second infusion, maybe focus on how it lays on.
Yeah, how it spreads out.
How
and
it
lays
spread
on the tongue.
Or lay on the tongue, like. Does it spread a lot, or is there a very specific focus on the tongue, maybe on the back of the tongue, or it cover the whole tongue, or more middle part of the tongue, or side part of the tongue, etc., etc.? So let's try the house oolong. I think it spread a little bit, but more focus for me, more focus on
middle of the tongue,
and
yeah.
Then lean towards to the back of the tongue.
I feel it mostly just kind of sits in the middle of the tongue.
Yeah.
I mean, there is, it's not a dead tea. There's movement.
There's a little bit movement, but not.
But it does have a place that it kind of prefers to sit.
To stay.
And I don't feel it on the front of my tongue almost at all.
Uh huh. And then let's see the Taiwan Da Hong Pao. And once again, where is it playing out on the tongue? Spreads more, even it reached to the side of the tongue pretty nicely, almost like a blanket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It reaches the whole tongue. It kind of starts to go back towards the ears more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's more back
yeah.
Presence, that's for sure.
And it doesn't really have a spot where I feel like it's kind of sitting there. Mm-hmm. It kind of it spreads. But I don't quite feel it on the roof of my mouth. I do feel it under my tongue.
Yeah, under the tongue, but not...
It doesn't reach the roof of the mouth, yeah.
So the heavier approach on the tea.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then next one, let's see if it has a dimension. Does it just lay there or does it puff up? You know, when a tea puff up, you can see a tea with it's the dimension, like maybe two-dimensional teas, three-dimensional teas, or something beyond your imagination. You know, where is it going? How puffy can this tea get? You know, I think last time we had the Ali-san, Lady Charcoal Rose, yeah. Ali-san kind of surprised us in that type of tea brewing method, in this kind of cereal tea bowl brewing method. That is seriously just feel the whole presence is so puffy. Yeah. Okay, so let's see if this house oolong puff up at all. A little bit, not much.
Actually, more than I was expecting it to.
Yeah, though. I think the more it opens up, the more puff up is happening now.
Yeah.
Because we have been soaking this tea this whole time. So mm-hmm. roughly maybe about 20 minutes. But we keep drinking it, so we keep adding hot water. Mm-hmm. We keep adding hot water into it.
But it has more than I thought it was going to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let's see, Taiwan Da Hong Pao. Does it puff up? For sure, it feels rounder.
It doesn't puff up, though. It puffs down.
It puffs down. And then the connection is actually quite nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it doesn't actually have that kind of like holding a ball in your mouth, kind of round feeling.
Yeah, you for sure can feel the underneath of your tongue.
It expands, but it expands more downwards.
Downwards, not upwards.
Yeah.
It's
interesting.
Very interesting. Yeah.
These sessions are super fun for me.
Yeah. I think I'm not necessarily like to break down my tea this way.
Yeah.
But it does help us to really focus like just this part of the, like right now I actually try to ignore all this tea's physical sensation.
Yeah.
For a little bit. I mean, I'm feeling the tea. I'm actually quite high since this morning. I did a high mountain oolong blind tasting. We drank four different high mountain oolong two ways. So totally we probably drink eight different teas already. And now,
also this Taiwan Da Hong Pao in particular is pretty strong tea.
Yeah, so I'm definitely feeling it, but my focus is not in there. My focus is purely in my mouth area. And so I think it really helps me. Not necessarily when we drink tea, we should break it down and focus on certain areas only. I see this almost like a practice. Mm. Like if you are just starting, or even if you are really good at something, you think sometimes to practice the basic stuff is actually really important. I think sometimes we forget the power of the most basic principle style of practicing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and those help us to, when we practice deeper and deeper into it, it helps us to get better and get faster on our whatever you are practicing.
Do you know what this really reminds me of is I was hanging out with a friend who's a painter,
mm-hmm.
and I showed him a painting by another friend of mine. I said, "Oh, what do you think of this?" And he zoomed in really, really, really close,
mm-hmm.
and just showed me a little piece. You can't even tell what the, because it was a painting of some flowers.
Oh, okay.
But you couldn't even tell what he was looking at that point. It was just looking at the texture of the way the person's painting.
Uh-huh.
He said, "You see the way that this texture is showing up, it could be more more three-dimensional here. It feels a little bit flat in this instance, the way that this person's painting this petal, because it was looking at the petal of a flower."
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like looking at this little tiny section of
mm-hmm.
the tea,
mm-hmm.
and getting to know it in that way, in a really mm-hmm. both intimate but also analytical kind of way.
Yeah. And I think because if you do it that way, in a really sessional, really specific way, but that you keep watching it, the moment when you can watch it in a high speed, when the tea moves, you will move with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really feel it that way because you are going to connect, or even not seeing the tea moving, just like, oh, wow, it's not moving to my throat area, for example. It's not It's not. So sometimes it just, you can link it much faster because you have such detailed practice mm-hmm. that you can watch other parts of your body also much, you know, in a much more speedy way. Yeah. Because I mean, I think eventually we do need to watch tea in a very speedy way because mm-hmm. the moment the scent hits, you identify something and you sip of tea, it moves into your belly. You know, it moves into your stomach. That's how fast a tea moves.
Yeah. A lot of good teas are really fast.
And so I think we need to practice the basic stuff to be able to move with it as fast as we can get.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, to link all the motions of a tea. Okay, cool. That's really wonderful. And then...
Yay. Angle.
Angle? Oh, okay. So now focus on the liquid. When the moment you are swallowing the liquid, did you see the liquid? Can you sense the liquid actually moving? For example, where is the next spot of the mouth? Throat. Can you move into your throat? Can you feel like you have an impression? And I think last season of our episode, season one. I guess this is a season two then.
Season two? Maybe not season two yet.
Not season two yet.
Maybe. Well, how many episodes? Well, anyway.
I don't know. Whatever. Sidetracked.
So in season one, if you remember, this is going to be in the quiz. No, go ahead. What are you saying?
I forgot.
Okay.
Oh, Dongding traditional. It has a really sharp angle, almost like the teenagers, kids like to play the high sharp angle slide.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now the 1-year-old baby slide, very gentle sliding down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so let's see how's Oolong, what kind of sliding it has. Okay. Oh, it doesn't slide. Who knows? Here you go. I think it doesn't slide.
I have to say, yeah, I don't feel it sliding.
Even though it passed my throat and reached to my belly.
It must.
I hope so.
I assume so.
Okay. And then let's see the Taiwan Da Hong Pao. See, do we feel a presence or a structure of the liquid moving down at all? Definitely.
Yeah. Almost don't even need to drink it to know that it has an angle because you can feel it when you smell it.
Yeah.
But yeah, when you drink it, feel the angle going down. It's actually pretty
also
steep.
Have a lot of angle, but it doesn't feel as sharp as Dongding.
Yeah.
Dongding always have a huge presence, but this is definitely also a Dongding tea though.
Yeah,
the thing
yeah.
is, it's very interesting to feel this tea.
It's a Dongding tea, right?
Yeah.
But you're right, the angle is not as obvious mm-hmm. as the traditional A.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's definitely there,
mm-hmm.
and it goes down in that way.
Mm-hmm. And I really sincerely hope this kind of sessions help you to look into your tea broth a little bit more than usual. I think it's a super important subject. It shows a foundation of a tea. I love to look at my tea broth. To see how much dimension or single dimension that it has. And so for basic teas, it also has its place. And so this will also help you to pay for what you are getting.
True.
You know, so like our house tea, that's why we call it house tea. It's easy access in a way to the drinking and also you feel less burden to your bank account. Because some good teas can get pricey, but they are really good. And sometimes maybe a tea is hype up. It depends on how you look at it, right? So I think as a tea drinker, it's very important for us to know what we are paying for.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. And I hope you feel that these sessions are useful and fun. Not just useful. I'm actually having so much fun to do these sessions this way. And maybe our next 3 episodes will be either looking at just specific at the throat or actually looking at aftertaste.
Mm.
Depends on where we want to.
That sounds cool too.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, since we recorded the first 2 episodes in one day, That was 2 weeks ago. And yeah. then we went out on the trip for about a little bit more than a week, mm-hmm. like almost a week and a half.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm drinking tea, I keep thinking about these details
uh-huh.
Just because to focus in on it so much makes it really obvious what's happening.
Uh-huh.
And it's been super fun to see our teas and other people's teas that we drank
yeah.
when we're on the trip in this new light,
uh-huh.
kind of through a magnifying glass.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I've had a lot of fun
mm-hmm.
and also just super useful. And I keep thinking about it. It's like something that sticks in my head.
Mm-hmm.
So that was fun. And I also look forward to the aftertaste
mm-hmm.
part of it.
Sure. So I think, I don't know, I sometimes very spontaneous. So maybe our next three sessions will be on the aftertaste or on the throat sensation.
See what
but
happens.
Overall, my goal is to link it all for you all and then to really let you see, normally in the tea, what we are looking at. And maybe there's some stuff that I still can show you because sometimes I am trying to get into my teacher's head and see what he's looking at.
Yeah.
But I think linking is very important. So once again, I'm not telling you to drink tea in a breaking down style. Like, oh, just like only focus on the mouth or only focus on this. It's later you really have to link it in a really high speed, fast way to know how good a tea actually can show up. Yeah, because speed is a very important thing actually in a tea.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk a little bit about that when we start to hit those moments on the tea speed in multiple different ways. Yeah. So I think that's it. I am feeling so high.
Yeah.
And good, I didn't laugh until my belly hurts in this session. If I did, I probably know I cut it out. So you guys got a small glimpse of my weird laughter craziness today. And thank you for joining us. Keep forcing your friends and family and yourself too, by the way.
Force yourself.
Yeah, our Monday date podcast, Tea for Latin Leaf Tea date.
Oh.
Yeah. And please do reach out to us too with your feedback. And then,
as I've said before, email is always good.
Yeah.
Phone is probably, like Sharon said, not the best. And if you public message us on Facebook or Instagram, you're probably even more likely to get us to respond faster
yeah.
because it'll give us push notifications.
Yeah, true.
Right.
And so thank you for those of you guys already give us feedback that how much you like to listen to our podcast. It makes me feel very rewarded to do the work. I'm having so much fun. I got some energy back from you guys too.
Mm.
And so just please give us some support. And our site is floatingleaf.com. And we'll either see you on podcast or we'll see you on live Instagram and Facebook or in-person sessions. Happy tea drinking. See you on Monday.
Bye-bye.